from saying that it should be removed. I feel it's important that these things remain on display and that they show the horror of war, civil war particularly, which is the most dreadful type of war.
It seems ridiculous. I don't know what they're at, because it is part of what happened to Michael Collins. He was shot. There isn't any doubt about that. There is some doubt as to who did it, but the hat was on his head. It was clearly damaged by the shooting, and I don't understand. It seems like an evidence of political correctness gone wrong. I just don't understand the explanation that they're giving, that it would upset the descendants. We're well aware of how Michael Collins died, and he was shot in the head. I mean, are they going through every single exhibition they have in the museum and taking out anything at all that might have a reference to somebody's death? I would hope that they will reconsider this decision.
Yeah, relatives of Michael Collins there, Nora Owen and Robert Pierce, speaking on News Talk earlier, reacting to the news that Michael Collins' blood-stained hat will not go back on display at the National Museum of Ireland. Henry McKean has been speaking to historians and the National Museum and joins me now. Henry, what have the museum been saying?
Yeah, they issued us with a statement, and they say it was on display up until 2005, quite a lengthy statement. They also say, we have noted the comments by relatives of Michael Collins in the media, and we would like to invite them to contact the museum directly to discuss the matter. We also are open to discussing our exhibitions, and in particular with people who have a family connection to the objects in our collection. I spoke to Michael Collins fans. This is what they had to say.
It's very important that it should be kept on display, because history is very, very important. It really is.
You don't think it's a bit gory?
Not at all. Things shouldn't be hidden like that. Definitely should be on display. We should let it go. It's 100 years gone by now. So it really is history, opposed to
the goriness of
just the goriness of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Collins, as I know him, Liam Neeson. One of the most influential men in Irish history. Vote early and vote often was one of his most famous sayings. And I think, yeah, put it on display. Yoko Ono has John Lennon's bloodied glasses, which he was shot with as well. So why not? People want to see it, even if it is gory. But if people don't want to see it, don't go and see it, you know?
So you're saying put the hat on display?
Yeah, put it on, man. Yeah, definitely.
And you see Michael Collins as Liam Neeson?
Yeah, it is Liam Neeson. He portrayed him so well, and he actually looks very much like him as well, I think.
Yeah, when she first said that, and then she said one of the most iconic people in Irish history, I wasn't sure if she was still talking about Michael Collins or had switched to Liam Neeson. Henry, you spoke to the National Museum?
Yeah, they talk about best practice, and I suppose they're not comfortable having brain fragments on display. Here is Dr. Audrey Whitty, who was the keeper of the Art and Industrial Division at the National Museum of Ireland.
The cap belonged to Michael Collins, along with his great coat that he was wearing the day he died on the 22nd of August 1922 at Ben na Blaw, was on display at the National Museum of Ireland site on Kildare Street from 1991 to 2005 as part of the Road to Independence exhibition. The year following that, in 2006, there was a major exhibition launched, which is continuing as part of a permanent display entitled Soldiers and Chiefs, the Irish at War at Home and Abroad from 1550 to the present day, that was opened at the National Museum of Ireland site at Collins Barracks. And the great coat has been on display since that time, 2006, as part of that exhibition in Collins Barracks. The cap was removed as such from that from display in association with the great coat. Although the great coat also has quite a lot of blood stains and mud from Ben na Blaw visible on the object, the cap was removed primarily due to the fact that it was in danger of further damage. The cap was extremely fragile. It had an opening at one side of the back where the bullet had actually passed into the brain of Michael Collins, and as a result there was brain matter on the object, and it was in danger of disintegrating if it was left on display for any longer than the 14-year period it had been. In addition to the best practice internationally, according to the ICOM, code of ethics for museums regarding the display of human remains. So it was a twofold reason, I suppose, why we didn't think it was appropriate nor significant enough for the cap to be alongside the Great Coat, and the Great Coat could tell exactly the same story of his horrific death at Ballina Bloa in 1922.
Dr. Audrey Whitty there from the National Museum explaining why it isn't on display. You spoke to some historians as well, Henry.
Yeah, and they are split on it. Here is Jim Herlihy, an Irish police historian currently researching a book on the Black and Tans, and he's an Irish Civil War expert. I asked him, should it be displayed?
Definitely not. There's no need. We all know what happened. Michael Collins was killed. The difficulty really is at this stage is who killed him, and I can't see any... See it serving any purpose for the display of the cap. He was killed at Ballina Bloa, shot, and shot with a point, believably to be a .303 rifle. Shot in the head. It's really gory, to say the least, for blood, and especially dry blood at this stage.
So dry blood and a bit of brain, is that too much to have human remains on display, even if it's 100 years on?
I'd question the purpose of it. It's more sensationalism more than anything else, and it doesn't make any sense to me. We all know he got shot in the head, so it's presumable that there was blood and dry blood and a piece of brain probably at the time, and that's the end of the matter, really, as far as I'm concerned.
It hasn't been displayed since 2005. Should it be displayed now? The coat's on display, there's blood on the coat. Obviously everything is shot because of COVID. What do you think?
No need really, the coat is sufficient. And it's not going to make any difference. What difference? What's the purpose of it? At the end of the day, I can't see any definitive purpose in displaying it.
Jim, you've got two things in common with Michael Collins, don't you?
That's correct. My father, believe it or not, was 75 years of age when I was born, and I was also shot on the 29th of November 1970 while I was a member of the FCA doing guard duty on Inniscarra Dam, shot with a .303 rifle in both legs. I had to learn how to walk again. I was in a coma for 10 days, and lucky onwards, I'm indebted to a sergeant that saved me at the time, a man by the name of Pascal Cullen, who tied two tourniquets around my leggings and saved my life, and also to my surgeon, Dr. P.B. Kiley, who would be best known through his son who separated the twins in London from Middleton in County Cork.
And you're from Cork.
And I'm also from Cork, yeah, that's a third thing with Michael Collins, yeah.
Oh, we'll have to get that man on his own someday. What a remarkable story. Henry, you say it split historians. It splits kind of people on the street too, doesn't it?
It does. Civil War politics all over again. And this time it's about a bloodstained hat. Here is a man who has real interest in Irish history.
I think that the cap and coat should be on public display. War is a terrible thing. Good things and bad things are done by both sides, and we must learn from the horrors of war. If you apply the same logic, we would not see the horrors of Auschwitz and Birkenau on public display. So it should go ahead.
Michael Collins's brain is on the hat, the fact that it's human remains.
War is unpleasant. If we want to learn from the horrors of war and conflict and move on and bring people together, we must be fully educated. It's the role of the independent historians who are bringing out the horrors of war in our own country that we must learn and move on.
Can you understand why the museum have not displayed Michael Collins's hat that he was shot wearing since 2005? Can you understand their point of view?
Political correctness has gone to pot. Absolutely, it's insane. You apply the same logic to Auschwitz and Birkenau, and we would not see anything. We must learn from the horrors of war and conflict.
Is it not decency as well?
I won't deny that, but we must learn from the horrors of war. You see it on television programmes where the following scene may be of sensitivity to people. You can put a qualifier on it, but we must learn from the horrors of war and conflict, and we must move on and bring people together of different persuasions.
Yeah, Henry McKean reporting that there. Let us know what you think. 53106 about Michael Collins's hat, his bloodstained hat, and some other matter, I think, inside that hat. You can use your own imagination. Henry described it there, whether it should be put back on display.